Now that's floating, and I'm talking to Bree Jean. Now let me explain something about Bree Jean. Bree Jean, you wrote that, didn't you? And is it your voice? Are you singing it as well?
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. Right, but you are a harpist as well. That's your thing.
Yes, that is my thing. That's my hook.
Yeah, that's your hook. So you do both, obviously, which and incidentally, very well. Can I just say that to you now?
Thanks very much.
But you're also working in an undertaker's.
Yes, I'm a funeral director in Embalmer.
That's right. And and where am I speaking to you now?
I'm actually in our funeral home here in Sligo.
All right.
In Foley McGowan's.
It's kind of, it's that thing, you know, it's, I'm almost tempted to ask you, are you busy? But that'd be an awful question, so I won't ask that question. How's business? Do you know what I mean? I'm sure people sometimes find, how am I going to say to this girl at all?
Anyway, I even find it strange when I say I really enjoy the job.
Yes, exactly. Well, you think about the alternative. The fact is it family business? It is, I take it.
It is. It's my dad. My dad he's David McGowan, and he was in that programme, The Funeral Director,
yes,
on RTE.
Yes, of course. And so it was inevitable, I suppose, that you would end up at some level doing what you do.
Do you know, I actually didn't think I would be, but it's just happened this way. Like, I grew up in the funeral home, but like upstairs.
Yes.
Myself and my sister, we had great fun upstairs in the funeral home, like, you know. Like, the coffin showroom. There's so much room for adventure. We'd play funeral with cardboard boxes.
Oh, my Lord, would you? Would you get into
it? And then the older we got, like, we'd start, you know, like painting nails and doing hair, and you know, it's a nice thing. It's a really nice thing to do, and we've always been brought up comfortable around that. So I'm grateful.
Yeah,
for
that. That the mystery of it, of what goes on there, is not something that you've had to deal with, because it's not a mystery. In your case, by the way, have you ever got into one?
Into
a coffin,
what?
A coffin.
Into a coffin. Yeah, me and my sister, we used to play in the coffins, yeah.
Would you close the lid? Would you close the lid?
Well, she closed it on me before, but that... We were only wee, like.
I know,
so
yeah.
We were only small. But I haven't been in one otherwise.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't do that, because I'd be petrified of thinking luck. And you'd be stuck there then on a permanent basis.
That'd be you stuck forever.
That'd be it. That'd be the end of your career as a harpist, I'll tell you that. Listen, Ocean of Stars, let's talk about your music. How long have you been playing? Were you a little girl when you started the harp?
Yes. So I started on the piano and the whistle and the flute and singing. My mother is Aileen Donaher McGowan, and she's so musical, and I'm so lucky to have grown up with her influence. And then when I was 14, I started the harp. So I became just totally obsessed with it. Like, you know, I started the harp and that was me.
And what drew you to it? Why the harp? What drew you to it?
So I actually heard Leisha Kelly playing in a concert, and then that was just me. And, you know, with the harp, my mother, of course, is kind of like, are you sure now you want to start the harp?
Yes, yes.
And, and then she started bringing me up to Grainne Hamley for lessons, and I was obsessed with it. I still am obsessed with it. I love the sound of it. And,
And I mean, I suppose it's like anything. We hear it, I think we're all the same. We hear it and we think of Ireland immediately when you're away. It just gives you that. It's a bit like the pipes. It does give you that sense of home, wherever you happen to be. It's an amazing draw that it has. And listen, there's a track on the EP. Now, you've released this EP now. It's launched now.
It's all out.
There's a track in it called Northwest. Yes. Explain this piece to me.
So Northwest, it's an instrumental piece.
Yes.
And it's slower than the rest of them, but it's inspired by the beginning and ending of life in nature, and I'm so fascinated by the whole cycle and the process of, you know, like even like a little seed growing into a big tree. It's just I'm so fascinated by the whole thing, and I think if you can imagine that when you're listening to Northwest, and Northwest is obviously our location here in the northwest of Ireland, and it's just it's a stunning place, and you know, I really appreciate it since I moved home, you know, all the nature around us.
Where had you been? Where were you?
I was in Cork. I studied music in Cork in UCC. I studied music in Irish, and then I did my master's in music performance in UCC as well. Yeah. So I was down there for about 6 years, and I was teaching loads of harp and everything. So really enjoyed my time in Cork, but yeah. I felt a draw to come home.
But the world around you is very important. I can sense it in you, that nature and the joy of life, particularly considering where you work as well. But the joy of life and the importance of life is very important, and stopping to look around you and appreciate what you have, which is a lovely thing, isn't it? It's a lovely thing to be able to do that, because not everybody does that, you know.
It's very easy to forget, you know.
Yeah.
And I think as well, the more you learn about the human body even, and everything that's going on under our skin without us even thinking about it.
I suppose.
You know,
yeah.
No matter what kind of what level of intelligence you might think you have, you still have the same insides as everyone else, and it's still operating the same way. And I just find that so fascinating, and it's beautiful.
Well, it's rich man, poor man, isn't it? It's that, as well as the idea that no matter what, as you say, the most intelligent person in the world and the biggest idiot have the same thing going on. It's absolutely true.
I was trying to find a word for that.
You didn't want to say Egypt, I did it for you. Anyway, this is Northwest. I'm chatting with Bree Jean this morning. This is Northwest from Ocean of Stars. It's gorgeous. Have a listen. Thank you. Northwest from Bree Jean, who is over in Sligo in the Undertakers. But it's all right. It's her own place. Listen to me. Listen to me. I read that you were going to celebrate this with in a decommissioned Boeing 767. What's the story with that?
Marty, it is going to be fabulous and you are more than welcome to come up to it.
Where's the plane?
We have an airplane in Enniscrone. Dad, some people might know it from Dad moved it up from Shannon.
Yes.
By barge and landed it on the beach in Enniscrone. So we're going to be I'm working with Dad on the plane and the site, and we're going to turn it into a restaurant and a bar when we are opening it. But I'd love it to be like a venue. So I'm getting all set up now for the band. We're going to be in the cockpit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have lovely lights coming in the windows. It's going to be so cool. And we've got the lovely cockpit made up and it all lights up. And we've got first class seats. So I'm hoping to wait until we can have a small audience, because we can have them spread out in first class seats, you know. But it will be filmed and put up online as well.
But obviously, so, you don't know at the moment when you're going to be able to do it.
I don't. Now, I'm holding out because I would love there to be, you know, even, geez, five people would be great having an audience, you know. Yeah. But we'll see. If it goes on for much longer, you know, we'll do it without the audience, and we'll be socially distant, of course. Like it's a big plane.
Yeah, you need to get it out there. You need people to
yeah,
to see
yeah.
It.
And I'm excited about it. And I'm excited about getting my new music going as well.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, you know, get one thing finished and then move on to the next.
I know. But you want people to share. You want people to hear it, and you want to see how people react to it and take to it. It's very important. Quirky Nights Glamping Village.
Yeah, I want to change the name of it, but
it's
I'm thinking the runway stay. Do you like it?
That's nice. The runway stay. That's very clever. That's very clever. I love the idea of the plane on the beach. It's just mad. It's completely daft. But that's nice too, isn't it? That's nice too.
Nice to be different.
Yeah, absolutely. And who owned the plane before your dad got it?
Well, it was in Shannon Airport. So yes. I think that's how it works. It's Shannon Airport that would own it.
That's
and
right.
They sell the parts of it. So it was completely empty.
Of course, I understand.
Yeah.
But what a great thing to have as a venue. It's very interesting. It's great. Have you home
great
for that
acoustics
one.
In it.
Oh, I love the idea that he took it. And he took it up, did you say the Shannon?
No, he brought it around the coast. West Coast of Ireland.
Yes.
There was actually a woman rang into the radio. She thought a plane had crashed.
Because it was passing by. It's a wonderful story. I love it. Now, listen, in terms of live music, yes, that's the launch. But it's very important, I expect, for you to be able to get out there and do your thing as well. And you can't?
Yes, I love performing. Mm. I love performing with my band as well. They're all great friends of mine and they're so talented. And it's just, you know, I've got a couple of things coming out that I can't quite tell you about yet.
Okay.
But yeah, we've got, you'll be seeing us.
Right.
And
but will it be simply called Bree Jean? Will it be Bree Jean? Will it be you? Is that the collective name for them all?
So it's me, yeah. So it's Bree Jean and they I when I can have them in, I get them in, you know?
Yeah. But all of your name.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. So Claire Sands on fiddle and Paul Leonard on drums and Brian Dillon on keys as well. So it's nice.
The thing is what you're doing is very contemporary, because people think of the hop, as I said earlier on, about Ireland, but they also you need to make it contemporary, and that's what you've done. And that's like the track with Colin McNamara is fabulous, because it's like it's almost jazz. It's fantastic the way it works. Yeah, that's obviously important that you give it that contemporary feel.
Yes, I actually, it's funny because I just write the music that I want to hear.
Sure.
And I'm not, you know, I started off, I love arranging music. I love playing with a band, but nobody ever wanted the harpist in their band. So then I got the loop pedal and I could be my own band.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm just writing this music as it comes to me, I suppose. And at the start, I was absolutely tortured because I was like, what genre is this? Like, because
yes, I know.
I was like, oh, God, it's great to be different, but it's hard to market different. So contemporary folk, I've landed on that. I think that's a good way
description.
To explain
the
lot
of
it. Yes.
But in fairness, it's all quite different, because we've heard Floating, which is very different to Northwest. Yes. And then this track, The Salmon's Tale, is further difference, if you like. So they're all very different in their own way. So I'm very impressed with it. Well done to you. Well done to you. So listen, not at all. You probably have a bit of embalming to do now, have you? You probably something to work on, something to while away the morning. But God, I can't imagine much. Anyway,
can I just say, Marty, as well, we're big fans of the show. My mother, I couldn't come on and not tell you that every single morning my mum puts, you're the first one to hit the kitchen, and the two dogs, and she just make a toast for the dogs, and they sit at the table and she feeds them the toast.
You're joking me. While I whitter away in the background talking nonsense and playing tunes. That's very funny. What's mum's name, by the way?
Aileen.
That's a lovely name. Yeah. I like the name Aileen. That's lovely. Well, good morning, Aileen. And what are the dogs' names?
Teddy and Duke.
What are they? I've just vision of the two of them sitting up drinking tea at the kitchen table.
So Duke is a mix between a pointer and a Doberman, and he's like a detective kind of character. You know, he's very cool. Yeah. Teddy is a sheepdog. He's a collie retraver.
Oh, he's a collie retriever. Collie retriever.
He's a sheepdog retriever, and he's a big, lovable dope.
Yeah, I know. The collies are gorgeous. That's lovely. Good morning, Aileen, and Teddy and Duke. So we'll give them all a mention. We'll dedicate the salmon's tail to them. That's what we should do. Working with Colin McInumra, how did you get together? Do you know each other from the past, or what was it?
We don't, but I love his music. And I said, you know what? I just thought that he'd like mine because they're similar. Kind of, you know. So I just got in touch with him and I just said, hey, I'm a big fan of everything you do, and I just sent him my music. I said, I think you might like mine, and he came back and he loved my music, and I was so thrilled. And I asked him if he'd record on it, and he said absolutely.
Well, it really works the two of you together. It's fabulous.
He's so good and he's so easy to work with.
He's a nice man, isn't he? Yeah. Listen, so if people want to get Ocean of Stars, what do you do? I know the Spotify and that, but that'll get you.
Well, if you wanted to. So if you wanted to go onto Bandcamp, you can download it. Now, I don't have it printed just yet. I'm going to hold off until I have gigs to sell CDs at, maybe.
Probably a good idea.
But yeah, I think it's for now anyway, it's a good idea. But if you want to download the EP, you can, just to support me. But it's on Spotify and I have music videos on YouTube and Apple Music, it's everywhere.
Good for you. Well, listen, you're a breath of fresh air. You're very interesting, and I've enjoyed our chat. And hopefully we'll see you in the flesh. You'll be in some stage. You'll be able to sit with us and chat and shoot the breeze.
I'd love it.
Not at all. And tell your mummy I'll send her a moustache.
I need a first class seat for you in the plane.
Oh, you're very kind. Yes, because I'm reared for first class. I'm reared for turning left on the plane. Listen, tell your mammy we'll send her a moustache for herself and the dogs.
Thank you.
Not at all. So here's the salmon's tail. This is featuring Colin McInumra, and Bree Jean is responsible for everything you're about to hear anyway. Bree Jean, thanks a million. You're a dote. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye. By the way, the album's called Ocean of Stars, the EP. Isn't that gorgeous? The Salmon's Tail, Brie Jean, with Colm McAnora in there this morning. That's gorgeous. Marts of the Lane. Yes, it is. And Marts is Karina Ryan says, I had my table alongside Brie Jean at a wedding fair in Machree Castle, Sligo, last year. She's so talented. So modest and mighty crack. The day flew. We were privileged to have her playing beside us. She is quite something. She really is. Don't forget, tomorrow, by the way, it's RT The Morning Live right here for St. Patrick's Day. We look forward to your company.